Scientists in Europe are trying this morning to fire up the world's largest atom smasher. They're hoping to make atomic particles collide head-on at record-breaking energies. The Large Hadron Collider straddles the Swiss-French border, and it's been in 15 years in the making. If the scientists can indeed get it running this morning, this would be its big debut in the world of science. Its job is to probe some of the most basic questions about our universe. Joining us to talk about this morning's events is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So what's been going on at this multi-billion dollar experiment near Geneva?
Well, a lot of hand-wringing has been going on. They had a few glitches this morning. They were hoping that by now it would be up and running and they'd be popping champagne corks. I suppose you can do that on the Swiss-French border. But they've had some power problems and they're still trying to get things going. But it looks reasonably good. What they're hoping to do is get two beams of atomic particles called protons running around in a huge magnetic field that's inside a 17-mile-around loop. One beam of these protons will go clockwise, the other will go counterclockwise. They have like 10 billion particles in there right now. And so they're in there, they're running around, but they aren't quite at the energy they want them to be. So they're gradually turning up the energy to get these particles with packing bigger and bigger punch. The idea is that you want these particles to run into each other, and when they do, they create showers of new particles. It's actually an old concept. It may be familiar to you if you remember the old cyclotrons from many, many decades ago, actually. But in this case, the collision energies are just way off the charts. We're talking, in physics terms, 7 teva electron volts.
Okay, so Richard, help us understand how much energy is involved here. I mean, teva electron volts sounds big, I guess. Sounds really big. I never heard the number before.
Yeah, it's a funny number because it's a measure of energy. And at first glance, you could argue it's not that much because a teva electron volt is about the same amount of energy that a mosquito uses when it's flying. So in that scale, it's pretty small. But the trick here is that all that energy is packed into an incredibly tiny space, atomic scale space. So when these things collide, they're actually incredible amounts of energy involved. So it's a huge amount of energy if it's in a small enough space.
And the scientists, what are they hoping to learn?
Well, today they are basically hoping to prove that the machine will actually perform and actually start doing physics. The machine's been running on and off for a couple of years, but really getting to do physics is what they're hoping to do now. And they really want to answer some of the most basic questions about the universe. For example, only about 4% of the matter in the universe is actually visible, and the rest, according to theory, is a mix of so-called dark matter and something else called dark energy. So they're hoping that by looking at the subatomic particles that come out of these collisions, that they'll be able to understand more. What is that dark energy? What is that dark matter? And the ultimate prize would be to find a particle called the Higgs boson. It's the linchpin in modern physics. Some people have called it the God particle, which is a little bit over the top, but still, it could really help explain some of the basic physics of things, basic questions like how the energy of the Big Bang turned into mass. And, you know, that's what we're made of. So we care about mass.
And so if they get it going today, are they likely to find the Higgs particle basically today?
Probably not. In fact, almost certainly not, because the accelerator is actually only operating at about half power today. And it will run like this actually for a couple of years. They'll turn it off, they'll do a bunch of upgrades, and then they'll fire it up again. So in 2013 or so. And then we'll have to probably run for another year or so before it produces enough Higgs bosons for actual study, if indeed it produces any at all. So that prize is still over the horizon, it would appear.
So I need a yes or no answer. There are people who have been worried all along that this collider could end up creating black holes, little tiny ones. Should we be worried?
Well, it could produce tiny little black holes, but collisions like this do happen elsewhere in the universe. Cosmic rays run at these kinds of energies. So those tiny little black holes would presumably just evaporate, and we don't have to worry about them.
Richard, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. This is NPR News.